or asked. It was something you asked in your head. Isn't it beautiful how it just appeared out of nowhere? See? It's working. It's always working. It's always working. And in those moments where we're so high and elated and just lost in time and space, boop, that's where it just falls out of the sky. That's where it just blossoms. That's where it blooms. That's where it grows. That's where it is. Ooh, we are feeling that. We're feeling the energy that's coming in right now, coming in, coming clear. We are here with the divine infinite presence, and I'm feeling a channeling coming on. Yep, that's right. I'm feeling a channeling coming on, and the channeling's coming on right now and right here. Oh, we give thanks to the infinite presence right now that everything that we have right here, it's perfect. You see, everything is in perfect order, perfect chaos, perfect alignment. Wherever we are, even where there is disappointment, we are in satisfaction. We are in the infinite good. We are smiling upon our lives here right now. See, this is the present. And in the present, this is exactly where everything is possible. You see, coming in and coming strong with everything that is so magnificent. And it feels good. It feels good to be alive, doesn't it? It feels good to be infinite and being magical, being beautiful, being that love of God that surrounds you every day. You see, connecting in with the heart space and the heart center of your heart and your purpose right here, right now, is unfolding. See, you took time right now to think and to believe and to feel and understand this phenomena, this beautiful phenomena of life that is drawing forth everything that you could possibly want. It's drawing forth all those good emotions and all those good feelings. So every minute that life is drawing forth good emotions and good feelings, we're never without. We can step away from the silliness of the illusion of the world, because everything that we think happens to us that creates this wave of negative emotions, all it is an illusion, is an experience that is meant to be experienced one time, boom, left, and then we go on to the next, just like babies, just like when we're infants. Children laugh and play. Children, when they fall on the playground, when they're swinging on the swings and they're doing all kinds of dangerous moves with their bodies, what are they doing? They may fall, but they get right back up. They don't remember and dwell upon how badly something hurt. They're not dwelling upon how horrible they felt. They're moving on in every single presence. They're moving on in laughter, laughing over 1,000 times a day, feeling that energy, that feeling, that boost, and that magnificence that comes into to emotion and connectivity, and then you start feeling it, and you start moving as it, and you start becoming it. That's where it's about. It's about being able to be an adult and say, yeah, that's right, I have more energy than I did when I was 6 years old. I am this. I am the most powerful, magnificent self, being God force here right now, right here. And God is the energy right here, and connecting and dedicating this more and more. You feel that vibration, and it's high. You feel that vibration, and it's wild. You feel that vibration, and there's a balance, and there's an ease, and there's a poise, and there's a confidence, and there's so much good inside of you. There's so much good that it does not even need to be said. It does not even need to be proven. It just is. We are born with something called good. We were born with it. We were born to just experience this beautiful, magnificent place in the energy of now. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Feel the air. Feel the gravity. Feel the groundingness right now that we have, and how wonderful it feels to be here on the earth plane. How wonderful it is to be grounded right now. How wonderful it is to just be. Woo-wee! How good that energy and the vibration is. Living in peace. Oh, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I ever seen. Give him da-da-da-da-da-da. That was just a song that came to me, and I felt it, and I felt the goodness in the air. It felt like that song, Mr. Sandman. It feels like that song, like Lollipop. Can you feel it? Can you feel the love that is surging? Because there is so much illusion out there. There are so many things trying to steal and take your attention away. from your higher self and your highest good. All we got to do is shine, baby, shine. And the more we shine, baby, shine, the more it's real. Shine, baby, shine, and it's real. It is real and it's good and it's comfort and it's love. And as we're speaking of love, let's go right into our shamanic drumming. Take a moment to take some nice deep inhales. Woo! I just had to do that. I just had to. Sorry. I was feeling it. Now come with me here into this beautiful journey. You may see your spirit animal, you may see your spirit team, an angel, a guide, no matter what it is. Be there with them and see the vision, see the powerful vision. I may start talking, I may start singing while I'm drumming, but either way, it's going to be the channeling and a shamanic journey. putting it out. Feeling into this energy right now. Do you see your animal? Do you see your power animal? Or are you right now in the wild, being rejuvenated and healed? Feeling the love of spirit flow with you. Feeling the love of spirit dance with you and living in the highest and best. Connecting to your loved ones. What is the vision? We ask with sincerity what the vision is. We ask with sincerity what the intention is. We ask with love. If you were just tuning in, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And we just did a shamanic drumming and a shamanic journeying. And I'm hoping you were able to connect and see a vision of your spirit guides and a message that comes through and a message that's coming in very strong to help heal you and help connect you with the infinite love of spirit. Woo-wee! How is everybody feeling? I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're feeling alive, positive, and healed and rejuvenated. Because we're here. We got another, 45 minutes here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. And within that moment, we're going to keep playing some Blondie. We're going to keep connecting to the infinite realms. And we're going to keep jamming out in the highest best. Possible. Stay tuned.
Woohoo! Hello, I love you. This is your favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Make sure to tune into my show, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Get excited for spirit communication, new music, and the dream world. Come play with me on the supernatural. Hear it live right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass, Freeform Radio. Woo!
Like he's in another world, running hot someday, girl. This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Hello, hello. We are back here. Oh my goodness. We can't believe we're out skis in about a half an hour, but you know, we're going to play some tunes before that. I hope you're enjoying the Blondie. I hope you're enjoying this like smooth. It's a very mellow Tuesday, like, you know, the day right after Christmas. It's very mellow. Everything's mellowy and everything's like, yeah, that's the energy. Everybody's hungover. Just kidding. I don't drink. I don't celebrate Christmas either. So I wish, so much good is happening. Just makes you want to sing. Just makes you want to just stand out and sing. So we're here till, 8 p.m. Don't miss out. 7:40, 7:45. We're going to get into the messages. I'm going to connect with this energy and just, you know, be like, yo, spirit, what's up? Why'd you want me playing Blondie? Why was I singing Blondie in my dreams? Like, there's got to be a reason. And so we're going to unfold that. Isn't that so much fun? We have a show. I have music in my dreams. I have a playlist in my dreams. And then I play it. And then it's like, what? So it's just like, what is going on here? We're just like, what is happening? So many good things are happening. So many good things. So, you know what? This is not Blondie, but I want to play it because it's such a fun song. And it was playing in my head this morning. And I was just like, it goes so well with the show. You know what it is, Jay Giles Band. It goes so good. Anyways, stay tuned. We're not over yet. But here's a cute song to celebrate spirit.
Snowflakes, no one.
goes by. No soft fuzzy sweater, too magical a touch. To see her in that negligee is really just too much. My blood runs cold, yeah, and my memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold.
Angel is the centerfold.
My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. Oh yeah,
angel is the centerfold. Na 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 na.
Hello, hello. We are back. Oh my goodness, what's going on? I feel so good. Feeling pumped. I mean, I know it's been crazy. I know we had a whole holiday yesterday and we're back in the studio trying to revamp everything up. I know it's the holidays. It's crazy and it's 50 degrees outside and it's beautiful. And oh my God, I just got supercharged from that whole show. I'm going to be honest, I was so tired today. I was like unbelievably tired. I had so much errands to run before I got here, but I knew that Spirit would take care, you know. We're not always going to be like, can I explain an energy with sound? If I could explain the energy I usually have with sound, it'd be like, arrah! And so it's just like kind of like getting it, you know, that was like a tiny motor. I remember, you know, just a tiny motor, like the Energizer battery. It just keeps going and going and go. Yeah, sometimes we just need to like settle it down. So grateful for all of you listeners. So grateful for today. So grateful for everybody who tuned in. So grateful for everyone I know. So grateful and extending out this love to everybody in the universe, everyone in the world. We need more love. We need more joy. We need more feeling good. We need more just giving love. So it's come to that time of the show where it's time to reveal Spirit and the message and everything that Spirit wants to connect with and what Spirit wants to bring and all the love that is here right now in this magical moment. Oh, so many beautiful things, so much beauty is just happening all over. And it's really time. This is 2024. Oh my God, I'm going to get emotional on the mic again. I'm going to try not to. But 2024 really is, this is a new era. It's a new age. It's just a new, beautiful beginning. And it's time to step into our beautiful power. And not this power over other people, but this beautiful power that we have the ability to just give love effortlessly. We have the ability to just give and give and receive and give and receive and to connect and just get to the height and the next level of our world's earth evolution. And we're all going to do this together. We all got this. There is a super beautiful natural power at law, at bay, and it's here. So Infinite Spirit, anyone who wants to come in, anybody who wants to come through, what is the message? What is the message? So, okay, the first thing, they were just like, okay, so we first want to bring in why we had you play Blondie, because, well, this is for, it's not just for the women, for the ladies, this is for the men, this is a connection to understand Deborah Harry, and so what she represents in terms of music and what we wanted to know, and just, you know, Deborah Harry, how she's so unique and stands out, and just, she just was very dynamic in what she did back then. And she's just an example of stepping into your divine feminine and having a beautiful balance of masculine and feminine and really connecting with that. But it doesn't just relate to, it's not just for women, this is for men too, where who are the men who backed her up? What were they doing? With it, you know, they were like this foundation for her beautiful divine feminine. So there's this divine masculine behind this radiant sound. The reason why they're saying, you know, they're communicating, the reason why it's Blondie sounded the way it did, because there was this divine masculine and feminine. The divine masculine in the band had a very beautiful balance of feminine energy. And Deborah Harry, she had a beautiful balance of masculine and feminine. Both divine order of feminine and masculinity coming together and intertwining. That type of creativity is very universal. It's universal and it's a beautiful, beautiful, unique gift to the world. And when we step into those forces, when we can have that, and you know, when we can have that ability to really honor a divine feminine and divine masculine, you'll see a beautiful world of creativity that flourishes, because This is connected to the sacral chakra, our reproductive systems. And what is in our sacral chakra? The sex organs, you know, these parts that create and give birth, that connect and give birth. What's going on there? That is creativity. So when we have these energies in the air, it creates this beautiful, beautiful energy that is just a balance. So in this energy, in this frequency, and when we play Blondie, that's exactly what it's giving out. So, hey, maybe some may not agree. Maybe some may not feel that. Maybe that just went over your head. And maybe that's just like, no, not feeling it. And you know what? That's okay. If you're not feeling that and you're not resonating with that, don't, you know, find something that does. But that was, first of all, what they're bringing in, why they wanted to play Blondie, because she definitely, I'm going to say my opinion, Deborah Harry, she stands out very much in the female music world, very, very much. And she's, you know, there really isn't anyone, no one like her, I believe, out there. She is her own entity. And that's really what's coming in that connectivity of where it means to stand out. And we're not forcing anything. We're not trying to be something that we're not. But when we are just naturally who we are in expression, you have no choice but to stand out. You have no choice but to be seen. And that is the message. And I really feel like now I'm really understanding more and more in depths of the energies of this woman and what spirit really wants to communicate through her music and have all of you inspired through and understanding, you know, what it means to truly be yourself from the core. And it's not about being, you know, this crazy performer or whatever it is that we think that we need to shock people. It's about a balance. It really comes from balance. The more balanced you are, the more grounded, the more you're gonna shock people, the more, you know, the more you are connected, you know. And I'm not saying that's what she was and that's who she is and that she's just this great example. I don't know her personally, but the communication they're bringing in is what she was connected to the best of her ability in creativity and what she brought in the music world. And so this beautiful message that comes in is about being able to stand out effortlessly, being able to just be you in a way where it is shocking, but we're not trying to go out of our way to be shocking. We're not trying to go out of our way to, you know, get attention. But the more we are here and we're grounded, the more we do stand out. But we stand out in the most beautiful way, that we have more security in ourselves, where we end that foolishness of competition. Okay, let's see what else Spirit is bringing in for this week. This week is very... You have no idea how important this week is. The new year is very important. This new year is, and that's why Spirit wanted me to end this year with the divine feminine, because that's exactly what, and they wanted me to have that energy here on the station, because that's exactly what the energy wants to transition through me. Whether you're man or female, the divine feminine coming in is all nurturing, it's all love, it's all powerful, it's all beauty, it's mother, it's strength, it's softness, it's compassion. So we want to go into the new year with this. We want to go into the new year with this beautiful energy of the divine feminine, opening up your heart space, because this is going to be such a life-changing year for so many people. The worlds are, you know, the vibrations are here. You know, there is going to be dark, a lot of dark, but there's going to be a lot of light. And I'm going to be on the side here with the light. I'm going to be on the side here with the joy. And if you want to join me, tune in, tap in. See, so we're going to be coming into 2024, you know, that is where the miraculous and the vibrations are really going to start connecting, and things are going to be revealed as such as what they are. So where are you right now? Do you want more positivity? Do you want more joy? Do you want life to go the way you want? Do you want health? Do you want better relationships? Or do you want to continue to suffer? Do you want to continue to be miserable? Do you want to continue to be sad? Because it really is a choice. But I would ask yourself this year, going into the new year, this year, what are you choosing? Because now is the time to be conscious of it. Now is the time to really get conscious of what you're choosing, because it will be the world war of the world. And I'm not saying like nothing to be afraid of. I'm not saying like, ooh, I mean, we're at war all the time. But what I'm talking about, not war as in actual physical war, I'm talking about spiritual war. You can feel the division in vibration, and the division is going to be complete. So you're either going to be on the side of higher vibration and inspiration and living in miracles every day, or you're not. So it really is up to you. So choose what it is. I will be here Sunday for Sunday service. We are going to get into the new year with some Americana, some country, rockabilly, jazz, gospel, woo, bluegrass, hip hop, you know what it is, Dixieland jazz, we got it, we are going to celebrate. So I love you so much. It is 7:54, we are pretty much out, skis. I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've got everything that you needed. I hope you enjoyed all the Blondie music, and I hope you enjoyed me. I hope you enjoyed listening. I hope you enjoyed yourself and you're taking care of yourself the way that you should. And I hope you feel you've left this radio show feeling better than you did before and inspired. And this is my, you know, and I'm giving you all the Reiki love and sending you all the healing energy into the new year. Please join me on Sunday for Sunday service at noon. I love you so, so much. Mwah! Here's some Blondie with Victor.
behind to make fun. Take away your calendar watching. Can't keep track until your heart attack. Hey, I'm living in a magazine, patch to patch in my submarine. Hey, now, Cindy, you can't get to me. Need to know a better. Hey, I'll see you later.
Joint was jumping, huh? The little Blondie to open up the show with. Good stuff. I'm going to have Brittany from Senseless.